It is officially ski season in our region. Why do I say that? Well, it's because on Friday, December 15th, Catamount opened for the season. And with us right now, obviously, is the marketing director for Catamount, Rich Edwards. Rich, nice to have you on the line here.
Thanks for having me today, Marshall.
So let's talk a little bit. Catamount is now open, and your long season, hopefully, will begin. And let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the changes at Catamount over the past year, you know, when you closed last winter and opened up again this winter.
Well, mostly what we do in the off season is maintain our equipment and make improvements where we can. And so in addition to maintaining our lifts and our grooming vehicles, we made some enhancements to some snow guns, replaced worn parts on snow guns so that we can maintain our efficiency in the snowmaking process.
All right, now, for people like myself that aren't necessarily up and everything, let's talk a little bit about your terrain parks that you have.
We have four terrain parks at Catamount, and it's for skiers and snowboarders who are freestylers. And we have small parks, which mean small elements, lower to the ground, and medium-sized parks, and large terrain parks. We also have a border cross run, which is a series of bank turns and rollers, which is very popular. And we also have our Caterpillar Park, which is for the very small newbies in that are starting freestyle.
Now, it's interesting when I take a look at your stats, I didn't realize this. I knew that you had a pretty good vertical descent. I knew it was around 1,000 feet. I didn't realize that your longest run, though, was almost 2 miles.
That's right. You can ascend to the summit on the Ridge Quad Chair and ridge run to Upper Promenade out to Sunrise and back to the Base Lodge is nearly 2 miles. It's probably, you know, 1 3/4 to 1.9.
Wow. And now, also, I didn't realize this because you're so spread out, and it's just such a layout like that 98% of your terrain is covered with snowmaking.
That's right. We have 36 trails at Catamount, and 32 of our 36 trails are covered with snowmaking. The other four trails are natural snow only. One is a glade trail, it's Birch Glades, and we have our Birch Cathedral Trail, and our Expressway Trail, and our Lynx Double Diamond Trail. And those are the four that we don't make snow on.
All right, and of course, you're open 7 days a week, right?
That's correct. And we're open in the evenings starting in January on Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturday nights.
And what time is the nighttime skiing on those nights?
Night skiing starts at 3 on those nights, and on Wednesday it ends at 8. On Friday and Saturday, night skiing ends at 10 p.m.
Now, does Catamount, for families that have beginning skiers, offer lessons as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have learn to ski and snowboard programs for first-timers, as well as for novices and intermediates and advanced skiers. We have private lessons and group lessons.
Now, people don't understand, and we're lucky around here. Mohawk Mountain was the first mountain ever to use snowmaking in Cornwall, small little there. But Catamount really has been open since 1939.
That's correct. And somewhere around 1948 or 49 or 50, Catamount had the most lifts of any ski area in America. And those weren't chairlifts. Those were 11 rope toes operating at one time. And I think that was late 40s or early 50s. And that was an interesting fact that was brought to me by a gentleman that is a ski area historian, even at a young age. His name is Jeremy Davis, and he runs the NELSAP website. That's the New England Law Ski Areas Project, and he does a lot of research on the original ski areas.
We're speaking once again with Rich Edwards, who's the marketing director at Catamount. Opened December 15th, and the rest of the winter. More information, by the way, is available on the web, catamountski.com, catamountski.com. skiingcatamount.com as well. Well, now you obviously been involved in skiing for a long time, the industry. What's your feeling about where the industry is now and where it's come from? Because it really has, it's hard to believe, you know, how far you've expanded with snow sports at the mountain.
Well, we've expanded the mountain considerably over the last 40 years and added trails, added lifts, added snowmaking. We have over 400 snow guns on the mountain. And we can make more snow than we have in the past with more efficiencies and more water pumping capacity. And we've opened up more beginner terrain that's serviced by Magic Carpet Lifts. And Magic Carpet Lifts are a huge improvement for the ski industry. It's so easy for first-time and learners and young beginners to ride up the beginner slopes without using a T-bar or a J-bar or a rope toe like we did 40 years ago. And they move people quickly, and it's very easy to ride, just like a moving sidewalk in an airport. And so that's been really important for the ski industry, to get new people learning quicker.
And to show you how far we are into the future here, when I was reading up on Catamount, you even have a couple of EV chargers that are available now for people that have electric vehicles that want to come up and go skiing, charge their car, then move it out of the way so other people can charge. But that really opens it up for the people that have the cars that want to come from, because you're so centrally located on the, basically close to the Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York border. You're right there.
Yes, it was probably two seasons ago where we'd get some phone inquiries if we have a charging station, and we said to ourselves, we have to do that next year. So we put them in this summer that allowed us to spread the word that, yeah, you can drive your Tesla from Manhattan or Westchester or Long Island or wherever and charge your car at Catamount while you're in the aerial park. And we have that available for wintertime. We don't charge people for it, and we just ask them to be courteous to move their car once it's charged so that another electric vehicle can pull in and charge their car. So we do get some phone calls for it, and we're happy to offer that service.
One final thing I want to talk about, we're once again with Catamount Ski Area and Rich Edwards, and that is, and I'm not sure people realize this, that for families that have kids, young kids that don't ski, you have a children's playroom that's supervised on weekends and holidays.
Yes, that's helpful for families. A lot of people travel with one or two children, and always there's one that's 2 or 3 years old, or maybe a 4 or 5 year old that isn't feeling well that day, and they don't want to stay home. They still want to come out and ski, and we have our children's playroom available for families with young kids, generally under age 6.
And it's supervised, and that's 8:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. weekends and holidays.
That's correct.
Well, a lot to offer. Catamount is open for the season. 518-325-3200 is a telephone number. Of course, on the web, catamountski.com, catamountski.com. Wishes for a great snowy and cold winter for your skiers up there, and we hope things go great for you this season, Rich.
Thank you very much, Marshall, and happy holidays to everybody.